This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Advanced Auto Parts. Find great prices on high quality auto parts. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts 15. Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA 15. Affordable Blind. Save on quality blinds at affordable prices. Save 5% off plus free shipping with code HOME5. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 588.
588!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans. Walk line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there, Kimo's hobby?
Things, you know, just kind of recovering from being sick, trying to not be more sick.
Well, I hear ass to mouth is not healthy.
I gotta stop it. I understand. I get it.
Just say.
Makes sense. You're always spewing what makes sense. So, and I have to say now, because the one person on YouTube said they don't like this, I think during football season, we just have to start every show about the Bears because fuck that guy. Sorry.
Well, you know, there are timestamps on the show, so you can go right to your favorite part.
Fast forward about 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah,
six.
That's all we need is about that's 3 minutes.
What did you think about the game this weekend?
Once again, we don't get the calls and we should. And it's almost like clockwork when I say, ooh, we have a chance to win. I'm like, well, we're going to get fucked. We're going to get fucked. Our quarterback gets no calls for roughing the passer. Zero. Oh, you slide and can get face fucked with a helmet.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And he got hurt. His left shoulder's banged up.
Yeah, and the rumor, I don't know. It's initially someone said, oh, he dislocated it, and then he's day-to-day. It could be season-ending. The thing is, we know we have a quarterback, so there's no rush to get him back in. Just let the other fucking guy play this next week. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
That's how I see it. I mean, everything looks positive. It's just we just don't have enough talent to win the games right now, and the defense is failing them. We have one of the best offenses in the NFL right now, and I think we're the top rushing team in the NFL, which is insane. Because we don't have
Fields
a great line,
a million yards.
Yeah,
he's running all over the place. So all the touchdowns, rushing, all the rushing yards.
Yeah,
you know, but
because they don't know what to do, they're fucking. You almost have to have a guy on defense that just. You're on Fields no matter what happens. And that doesn't even always work. I mean, these guys we just played did a better job of containing him, but who knows when he got hurt in this game. And he's too tough to fucking come out. He's just like, I'm playing.
But you know, I have to say, on the drive that where he was visibly injured when he was sitting in the pocket, I like that version of him. I think if he can try to do that a little bit more and then take off when he needs to, not take off right away every time.
Well, it's like they're doing a lot of design runs, which can be good. It's just we got to be real careful with the amount of hits that he takes.
Right.
Because he got sacked a bunch of times. He got hit a bunch of times. So mix that in and make it the exception, not the rule. That's probably the safer one.
Because I think the average for time in the NFL for a running back is like a season and a half or two seasons. It's like it's low. Because they take a lot of punishment. Those guys get the shit kicked out of them every game. Like, you're thinking about 15, 20 carries, you're taking a beating, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, for the most part, when he runs, he is getting free. So he's not taking the brutal fucking hits where he's either angling outside or he's sliding or he's getting a touchdown. So,
yep.
But is he going to be lucky all the time? Fuck no. He's going to eat some shit. So it's just it's a longevity thing. And I'm more of the impression of let him sit out a couple of weeks. There's no what the fuck? We're not going to win. We're not getting to the playoffs. So the only thing we're going to get is a better draft pick the more we lose at this point. So it's all for next year, Ingo. That's how I see it. We're building the future. You're not going to build everything in 1 year.
2 years. I think 2 years and it will be competitive. I think next year could be rough.
No, I think next year will be super competitive because we have the most amount of money to spend. I think we have $125 million that they can spend. So you can buy a bunch of free agents.
They always spend it so poorly.
No, but we have a smart GM and a different head coach, right? So
yeah. Let's get Tom Brady. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck that. You don't want that. He's tainted goods. Like fucking 50 years old. No, you just need some better linemen. Better. You need everything, actually. But I think the biggest need is you need a fucking someone on the D line that can rush the quarterback. That's the biggest problem with the defense is you got no pressure on the quarterback, and then they just pick us apart all day. Like, oh, that guy's open. That guy's open because there's no hurry. There's no sack.
No.
So it all work out. I'm not worried.
We digress. Go Bears.
Yeah. Was that 3 minutes? No, the Bears.
Probably like five. Bears. But that's good. All good. What do you want to talk about first?
I don't know. That's a good question. There was a Bellator over the weekend. And it was in Chicago. It was wild. Bellator Chicago. I had no idea what was happening out here. Bellator 288.
Where was it at? I saw not a single advertisement.
I think it was like the UIC, wherever. Pavilion. It was like a, I think we were actually wherever it was. I'm pretty sure we've seen MMA fights there from like the local MMA shows that used to do it downtown.
Oh, so like a small space. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a 10,000 seat arena.
But still, I was downtown in the last 2 weeks, four times. Never saw a single advertisement. Not one. I drove both highways, 90 and 290. Nothing. I saw a lot of Brian Urlacher. Tons of him.
Yeah, he's with like, his hair plug, right?
He's like everywhere.
Like every time I drive down, was it 294 North? There's 17 billboards of this motherfucker and his hair. Mike, it's great. I don't give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
They're pushing that hard.
Sometimes you could just be a man and shave it all off.
True story.
You don't have to fucking hold on for dear life. Like, I need to have hair. Why don't you go fight Bass Rutten again or try to talk shit to him? Remember that story where
I do.
I love it. I just heard Bass tell it again. I forgot he was on some podcast telling that story. I was like, oh, fuck that guy.
Urlacher was trying to fight him, and his buddies were like, no.
Bass was like, well, if you want to, we can. I got no problem, but you sure you don't want to reconsider?
Yeah. We can go outside. Yeah. I mean,
like that'd be terrifying if someone wants it. I want to reorganize your life.
Yeah, if the guy starts smiling at you when you say things like this, then you're in trouble. Like you just go, okay, let me back away.
See, slowly. I'm salivating because I remember that shit back in the day. Oh, I'm like, okay, let's go.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, that's also when you know fucking like self-defense jiu-jitsu back in the day. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Like anytime anything came up, it was like, motherfuckers didn't know what the hell a rear naked choke was. You lock that shit up.
A 99.
Or some vicious ground and pound, as long as you had enough people to defend you when you're raining elbows down on people. But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
So, yes, there was a Bellator over the weekend. Nemkov defeated Corey Anderson. Another fucking Usman Nurmagomedov. Uh-huh. Nurmagomedov's Patricky Pitbull. And then he had tweeted out, or his brother, let me pull this up, something about the Illinois Commission wasn't fucking too on the ball here. I'll share the screen. It says, Illinois Commission don't serve for shit. Not a single doctor on site to stitch my brother. We were sent to a hospital treated like shit for more than 5 hours and still waiting. Bellator needs to have a medical team ready to do that on the events, not the first time. So you can see that nice gash, and there's nothing like waiting around. And it seems wild that you don't have someone on staff that stitches everybody up. It seemed pretty standard as far as like the UFC, right? Like how many times did you see like a doctor stitching guys up backstage?
Yeah, they had
pretty much every event, right?
Triage tents where you can get medical service immediately after, and at least like basic paramedic type stuff, you know? So like,
yeah.
And then if it's serious, they ship you off to the hospital, but you get treated. you don't get just shipped off. Like,
no, oh, but again, if you're in Chicago, they're probably dealing with gunshot shit. Like, yeah, you got a little kind of cut on your eye, dude. You can sit in the corner for 5 hours. That's unfortunately how they're going to treat you. But
right,
wild that that's a thing in 2022. Bellator's not staffing a medical thing. So, and I don't think they even responded to comment on that story, and not everyone covered that. I think it was just Bloody Elbow was the only one covering that, which, you know, they seem to be kind of the outlier. If there's a negative story, they're not afraid to take it, where I think all these other guys are afraid to run anything negative at times because they don't want to lose press passes. And I don't know if Bellator is super aggressive with that like the UFC, but it seems like it when no one else wants to run a story. So
right. Yeah, they're, I don't know, rough times. Wild. Maybe they don't have anybody that wants to do it. short staffed.
Maybe. And then what happened with the UFC? We were supposed to have a Derek Lewis fucking main event. And
yeah, well, the event happened, but he didn't happen. So
that was my extent of excitement in the event. Like, I wanted to see Derek Lewis and that other dude. I thought
Sergey Spivak.
It was a war of knockout artists, right?
It could have been exciting. Would have been exciting. Lewis, apparently after the weight cut, was like stomach issues or something and had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, and that's not the first time, right? No. He's had some kind of stomach issues. It seems like he's had a bunch of health problems. So
maybe he shouldn't cut weight. Should just, I mean, it's heavyweight division. You can stay under 265. No, I mean.
Or just open it up, like make heavyweight, whatever. Like, why do we have to have a limit? It bugs the shit out of me. It should just be 205 plus, right? Who gives a shit? Like, are you really going to get that much of an advantage at, oh, I'm 285 versus you're 270?
Mm-hmm.
Not that huge.
I don't think it's a big deal. They should just do a, like, what do you call that? Super heavyweight or something? Or like champion weight? I don't know. Ball sack weight.
I mean, I've seen tons of, like, original UFC, there was no fucking weight class.
No.
I saw a goddamn sumo wrestler get his tooth knocked out first fight. Who gives a shit? So it's kind of stupid. And then the shocking news, I think the biggest shocker from the weekend, is Overeem tested positive for some kind of banned substance from his fight in Glory.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I mean,
I'm shocked, Ingo.
It's probably protein.
I think he went back on a horse meat, right?
Yeah.
He looked super lean and muscular, but he wasn't. I think we said I think you said he was like middle ream, right?
Yes.
He was somewhere in. He wasn't Uber. He wasn't under. He was middle ream.
Well, he's on his way back, and he's older, so it's going to take some time, right? But.
Yeah, yeah, get your cycles in line or whatever. But the other thing is, they didn't say what the banned substance was, because it could have been some kind of bullshit like Lyoto Machida with the DHEA.
Yeah.
Something as minor as that. So who's to say? They just said banned substance, and it's hard to say. So speaking of banned substance, let's talk about our sponsor.
I was going to say, I was nervous for a second.
Manscaped.
Yes. It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking
jingle
about gifts.
Bells, jingle but, bell, jingle what, all the way.
I'll let him go. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for free shipping and 20% off.
That's what it's all about. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0. It's a one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls, from face to balls, just in time for mistletoe season. Is that how the mistletoe works? You just whip out your shaved balls and then
put them on their face. Yes. That's why I have mistletoe everywhere in the house.
See?
You cannot escape me.
Awesome. I'll be over the fucking next weekend. Anyway, proceed.
Well, just remember, after all that, you can still get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
That's what it's all about. Can't make this stuff up, man.
Oh my gosh. All right.
And speaking of sponsors, let's talk about Vincero. Hey, there's no better way to spread holiday cheer than upgrading your style for all to hear. I thought it was singing loud for all to hear, but maybe that was Elf. So thank you to our friends at Vincero for sponsoring today's episode. If you aren't familiar with Vincero yet, they make exceptionally crafted and stylish watches at affordable prices. Other premium handcrafted watches don't fit the everyday person's budget. You can finally own a high quality and lasting timepiece without going broke. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift to help elevate your style or someone you love, you save 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive link. That's www.vincerocollective.com/MMA. And you can support our show and check them out at vincerocollective.com/MMA.
That is right. And just keep in mind that Vincero Collective is a premium lifestyle brand out of San Diego, California, that also makes high quality and affordable sunglasses, jewelry, and more. I think they also started making a travel bag of some sort. So, you know,
maybe even a gunny sack, a satchel, if you will.
Yes. And just the last, I have to say, Vincero's 5-year guarantee and 365-day free return policy has you covered no matter what you're trying to buy. So give them a shot.
That's right. Don't wait or it'll be too late. Get 20% off plus free shipping site-wide with our exclusive link. That's vincerocollective.com/MMA. You can support our show and check them out at vincerocollective.com/MMA. Look good, feel good, and save big this holiday season with Vincero.
That is right.
That's right. Back to the show.
Let's talk Patty Pimlet just for a second, can we?
I heard he weighs 283 pounds right now.
Here he is. Here he is before the weigh-ins, and this is on fight night. So I just want to comment on something real quick, because he said recently that sometimes he comes in like 50 pounds over or something crazy, and the way he cuts down is that he does like 1,000 or 1,500 calories or something a day, even while he's trading, and then on non-fight months or whatever, he's taken in like 8,000 a day, and it seems to me he's developed some sort of an eating disorder, perhaps. It's like feast or famine. So it's like, I don't know. I'm wondering like what your thoughts are as far as how long do you think you can keep this up? Because we've seen guys like Hendricks struggle with this, Anthony Johnson.
Yes,
you know, just this is gonna bite him in the ass eventually. No.
Nah, I think it's a good health plan for this motherfucker. I think if you want to be 50 pounds over and then cut, I think it's super great for your kidneys. And I'm sure you will not miss weight anytime soon, because that never happens to all these guys. The fucking Rumble never missed weight. Hendricks never missed weight. It's all about having fun when you're not fighting, Ingo. And I think you should be boosting it up while he's at it.
Drink till you drop,
something like that.
Yes.
I should probably stop while I'm ahead. I don't know, let the guy have fun. As long as he's making weight, I think there's no problem out there, right?
Okay.
Once you start missing, then we have a problem.
Then you need a Mike Dolce.
That's right. I think he has peak performance. Hey, whatever happened to that guy? Anyway, you just brought him up. You never hear him fucking nobody. You don't hear about him. Who is that other guy? Yeah, Greg Lockhart. I don't remember what that fucking guy's name was. You don't hear anything about those guys anymore. I thought Dolce had something going on.
I don't know.
I don't want to blaspheme anybody, but I'm just trying to
look it up, but I'm not sure. I don't remember hearing about him in a long time. So
it's been a while, right? It's been a hot minute.
Oh, he must be doing something else. He's probably a nutritionist for the stars.
Could
maybe be like Thor or something uses him. Who knows?
Him and steroids.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We'll use Dolce and an ass ton of steroids. How's that? It works out perfect. It all works out. I saw Justin Gaethje kind of elaborated on his bike accident the other day that happened. We were wondering, oh, was it his tricycle, his green machine? Like, what the fuck did he wipe out on? And MMA Junkie posted this. He said, this is Gaethje's quote. He said, my dumb ass, he says, 18 days before I fought Charles, I was riding my bicycle. I like to ride my bicycle. Sorry, I digress. To the gas station to get some nicotine pouches. And I had like a vicious crash on my bike. Smoked my head off the road, road rash all down my back, and then go in there and take that damage I took in that fight. That's why I'm taking so much time off. So apparently this is prior to his fight at UFC 274 with Charles Oliveira. So I didn't even realize he's been out for a while because of that. Just taking some time off to heal. Makes sense, yeah. No?
Makes a lot of sense. Tough dude. I hope he was wearing a helmet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was. All these MMA fighters, they take precautions, you know.
Oh, God. Oh man.
And nicotine pouches, what the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know, anything for a performance increase. What's I mean, the pouch, what's the difference between that and caffeine? I guess same thing. No?
Or like whatever Ingo buys me for fucking my birthday, you know, like this
the Ion.
Like get your get jacked. This is like the new version of Jack. It's what is it, smelling salts in a can.
I remember when you were taking that stuff, you're like, I think I'm having I think I might have like,
because I think it was amphetamines that they were grinding up, like Chinese amphetamines in there. Yeah, and yeah, I was taking I think a quarter of the dose, because the full dose I thought I was gonna die. But you had a great fucking workouts, man. You're like all coked up. It all works out
until your heart stops.
Yeah, that's a good thing to get off of that. And then I think at some point they tried to, they changed the formula and it just wasn't as effective. Probably because it was legal substances in there versus all the illegal shit. But this is, what was the other thing that all the guys were taking back in the day? Hot stuff.
Yohimbe from, or something? Yohimbe,
no, the Major League Baseball players. Oh, like stuff. Mark McGwire, I think, was taking the hot stuff. I think there was some kind of fucking steroid in there, too. It's all on the down, though. So what else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of hot stuff, Cain Velasquez pleads not guilty to attempted murder, was released out on bail. And for about, I think, $1 million.
Yeah, I think you only have to pay half of that when you get released. Huh, so
okay. He wears a GPS monitoring device everywhere he goes. And he also pled to the state to allow him to compete on December 3rd in a Lucha Libre AAA thing in Tempe, Arizona, where he's from. I think he went to college there, right? Arizona State or something.
Probably.
So, so I don't know. He's getting out of jail and making shit happen. Pleads not guilty. Wants to go perform. He's trying to get back in his life back, Matt.
I'm okay with letting him perform, because he's going to be doing some really fucking hard time here in the near future.
He said he's not guilty. He didn't do it, man. He's not guilty.
He didn't run the guy off the road and shoot the wrong person?
I don't know. I don't know what, I don't know what he's not guilty of, but whatever it is, he's not guilty.
I can understand he wasn't in the right frame of mind. But maybe the other guys, I'll flip my, how I think about this subject. So maybe the other guy in the car, maybe he's also guilty. Because maybe it was the guy's father. Maybe he was involved in whatever was going on too. So maybe Cain is correct. And maybe he should be free. How's that? I like those apples. I just flipped on a dime.
Wow. I have whiplash.
I know, right?
I don't know where to go.
I always thought that guy should be in prison. Like, but then I thought about it some more. Maybe the other guy's dirty. Maybe they're all dirty. Maybe the whole family should be in fucking jail. Well, like that's the weird thing, right? Like, so those guys are obviously doing some fucking illegal shit and touching kids or doing whatever they're doing. They're all out free. And then Cain was the guy that was in jail for trying to rectify this situation.
Right. He was out of his mind. Maybe he saw this bumper sticker. and he decided to.
Perfect.
He was like,
was he offended by that?
No, I think he was and excited, activated.
I get excited by that.
I'll be chasing. I'll be following her around. Where do you stop?
Hi. The same place I do, apparently.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this. I'll post this. So I should probably share the link here. So Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield have partnered up to create and deliver holy ears, or holly ears, edibles in the shape of an ear. And Tyson's saying, if I was on cannabis, I wouldn't have bit his ear. And then insane?
I think it's like, completely nuts. And how does Holyfield be like? He's like, all right, man, it's all
well great. I think Holyfield's a little punch drunk, so
like, okay.
Yeah, I think he was on Rogan's podcast a few years ago, and I couldn't make it through the podcast because he was having trouble putting sentences together.
Whoa. That makes
see
stupid
what I'm saying.
I do.
So yeah, that was story. Going on. Yeah, it's wild. I mean, credit to him for being able to put that shit away. I don't, if someone face fucked me, I'm probably not forgiving them, but maybe Mike is paying him a fuck ton of money, so
maybe they made good.
Yeah, because I thought, I'm pretty sure I've seen Tyson at Evander Holyfield's son was boxing, and I'm pretty sure the two of them were watching his son boxing, and then Tyson was going up and like helping corner and giving advice, because Tyson knows a fuck ton about boxing.
Yeah, he's super fight IQ is to the roof.
Yeah. So him helping you out and still can get in there and throw bombs if he wanted, you know, it's insane. Yeah. At whatever 50 plus years of age. So
maybe they squashed it. I could see that. Two warriors is like after the, you know, they're both like, yeah, you know, it's sorry, man. Like, I'm fucking crazy. Yeah. That was the devil I brought to the dance, and that's what worked. You know, but I'm not fighting anymore, so it's all good.
No, I'm gonna love her, another fighter. Yeah. Unless they pay me, and then I'll exhibition fight somebody to the death or whatever. What else is happening out there?
Well, in similar note, Fedor's a retirement bout versus Ryan Bader for the heavyweight title. It's going to set for Bellator 290, which is airing on CBS February 4th from the Kia Forum in Inglewood, up to no good, California.
That's right.
So are you excited about this?
Not really. Because I think it's a bullshit fight. I mean, I get it. Fedor wants to get it back, but if this is going to be your last or second to last, who knows? This guy's wanted to retire forever, and his handlers just keep telling him, I don't think so. You're going to keep fighting. You're the cash cow. I would have rather been against a legend in the sport, not fucking Ryan Bader. That doesn't make sense to me. And then the co-main event on that is going to be Yoel Romero versus Vadim Nemkov for the 205-pound title, which should be fucking bananas also. So definitely some destruction's going down, but I don't like Fedor's chances the second time around. I know he's gotten a couple wins, but again, you got to look at the competition level. I think it was Tim Johnson was his last KO win. And the fight before that was a super out of shape Rampage Jackson.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Basically was, I don't know if he was 270, if he was a pound. Who knows, man? That guy showed up. I mean, we went to dinner with him, and remember how much, you weren't there that
night. I wasn't there.
But, yeah, Rampage was eating like everything and anything, and then like, you know, let me get some fucking desserts, and like, Jesus, man, you're a 205er, but you're pushing 280 right now, motherfucker. It was insane.
He's like, I'm
no, and I can respect that at some level, but if you're gonna show up to fight Fedor, motherfucker, show up like you want to win. Don't just show up because you know you're gonna lose, because that's fucking disrespectful to the sport when you show up like that.
Yeah, no good. Yeah, I mean, he liked the payday, I think.
Yeah, I get that, but you gotta put in the work. You can't just show up fucking like that. That was
too much.
Yeah, disrespectful. And then over the weekend, there was a bunch of shit with like Dylan Danis going down.
What happened there?
So I don't know if KSI fought or not, but there was some event where KSI was there. He's like that fucking YouTube version of Jake Paul, like, or one of the Paul brothers. They fought and KSI won. So KSI is there and Dylan Danis kind of like slapped him in the face or something, tried to start some shit. And then later on that same day, like Dylan Danis is outside and there's like another fighter that wants a piece of Dylan and actually fucking like came up on him and fucking cranked Dylan in the face and almost not KO'd him. And then now Bellator has announced that KSI is going to fight Dylan Danis on January 14th. So I don't know if this was, if he's trying to follow like that Russian promotion. How do you sell a fight? We fucking get into a little bullshit and then I get into a street fight later with someone who's not KSI.
No, there's
so kind of weird. Yeah,
this is very WWE.
100%. Oh, 100%.
Yes.
So very strange things are afoot at the Circle K's. What else is going on out there?
Well, I want to show you this video from this Octagon heavyweight title where it was finished via your favorite version. This is from some random
KO of the week.
Is it maybe? I don't know. I'll go perfect. There. You can follow me if you like. But here we go.
Yep. KO of the week.
Did you see this one?
Yes.
Ending in true fashion. We need this in the UFC because, you know, a nice soccer kick to the face.
Yeah, because he wasn't down. I've watched this in slow-mo. There's another angle.
I think they're going to give us more. There's more coming. So hold on. So he's very excited, obviously. But my man is still down. Look at that.
It'll be all right.
He's just like, where is it? Here we go. So the little 1-2.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, where am I?
He should have just fell down.
It's just like, oh, man.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, so, you know, exciting. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's in there in KO of the week. I got one more to add. Let's see. Oh, turn this volume down a little bit.
Let's see.
This is UFC Fight Pass tweeting this out, so this will go well. It'll go swimmingly.
Cage side at CS71.
Oh, damn.
That is going to do it. He is out cold.
Damn.
It's like zombie kill of the week over here.
That was pretty brutal. That dude was really skinny, too.
He's totally not. It'll all work out. And the other thing I saw, I don't know if you saw it, the PFL has announced that they're going to have a pay-per-view for their world championship on November 25th. So right around the corner.
What are they charged?
Here you go. It's a good one to stomach. This is their first pay-per-view when everything else has been free in the past. $49.99.
Oh.
How many pay-per-views will they sell?
Two?
maybe I wrote three. Down.
And I think you'll be one of three? Them maybe just to check it out.
It's like Kayla Harrison. And yeah. I think Bubba Jenkins, remember him from being on the Ultimate Fighter show?
Fighter.
And
then
he fought, and they're like, oh, he's supposed to be so great. And I'm like, well, I don't know about that. Didn't work out so well, but he's on the card too. And it's wild because I get that they want to do this because they're paying out like so many millions of dollars for like, all the winners. Yeah. But guess what? You can't charge that amount of money for something you've been given away free. I mean, maybe start at $9.99 and work your way up, but at $49.99, you have like fucking literally under 100 pay-per-views. You'd be lucky to get 100. And I think the only people that will buy that will be fighters' families.
Probably.
And friends, you know.
100,
That's a brutal amount to charge for... I mean, I think they do have one of the best announcing crews in the business, but that isn't enough to facilitate a $49.99.
No, I think they should have tried $19.99 first or something.
Yeah, something palpable. That is outrageous for what's going to go down. Because Kayla Harrison's going to run through, and she's like their big draw. So she's going to run through whoever the fuck she's fighting.
I agree.
Got anything else?
I have just a bit of knowledge. I'll wait.
Okay. I'll do a little sub of the week. I don't know if you saw this one. Let me see who this is. We're going to need some volume here. I don't know who it is, but sub of the week. Here we go. Two ladies.
Oh, damn.
And chance to catch a breath Galindo's here.
Head. Yeah, look at Galindo's
back to the arm bar.
Yeah, it is. Better quickly pull out. She's pull
it's
out.
Tight. It's tight now. Kimura.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome, Ingo. That's your favorite, right?
Oh, so nasty. Why don't
tap or snap? Yeah, I don't know. No good's going to come from that, right? You're in a horrid position.
Yeah, those are bad ones. This is not worth it. It's not worth it. So,
nope. And then I think we've seen this one probably about 5 years ago, but we'll do a little tweet of the week. This comes from MMA Mania. It says Heath Hearing is somewhere either smiling or scowling. These two ladies facing off. One kisses the other. A little slap. It's fucking go time.
Uh-huh.
That's hot. I don't know. I like this. I feel like I've seen this weigh-in outfit before.
It's a good one.
Yep. Feel like we need more of those. Big men fan. Included. And yeah, let's go fucking knowledge. What do you got?
Well, in similar fashion, I have this former golf pro Paige Spiranak and YouTuber, whatever. She just is trying to support. You've seen her, yeah.
I'll support that.
She's trying to support a little of the
she's a golfer
soccer world, yeah, to support a little of the World Cup action. Okay. So let's take a look. Here we go. She's like, go USA. Go USA. Go USA. Go USA. And my favorite, but not least favorite.
Go yeah, nice.
USA.
I see things. I'm just saying.
What is happening here?
I see something, Ingo.
I'm not sure what's happening, but it's happening.
Yeah. I like what you're selling. I have similar to offer. It's I believe this lady is a WWE fighter. Yep. If you want to call her that, but she's doing a little bag work.
Dang.
Ooh, elbows and
it's just on the beach ripping it up.
Yep. She's got decent technique, actually.
She does. She's not thick. She's not a small lady.
No, I'm gonna watch this one more time.
I mean,
sometimes you have to respect the lady.
You do.
I like this step off here, right there.
Nice.
See, bam.
She's got some
technique,
moves.
Ingo. Technique.
She's definitely done this before.
Yep.
At least once.
Maybe a couple times. That's what it's all about. And on that note, I think we can shut it down.
Alrighty, well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
And before I say I'm Matt Griffith, I just wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy hanging out with everyone's families, and we'll be back next week. So
we will be. Ho, ho, thanks. Ho.
Happy. Yeah, something. Happy Hanukkah, or is that coming up? I don't know.
It's coming soon.
Just like I will be. And hey,